I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday morning. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan. You can check us out on NBC Sports Washington as well. You want to follow along on your TV. As always, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined as always by Johnny Cakes Auville.
Good morning, everybody. Hello.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up?
What is up? Just another Tuesday morning, working from home, still doing the Zoom thing 6 months later, but sports is coming back, and we finally saw some hockey last night that mattered.
Yeah, we did. I watched the entire game, Cakesy.
You watched start to finish. I like that.
I watched it until the DirecTV signal went out because Isaias, whatever his name is,
yeah,
came rolling through. But I did. I watched as much as I could. It was fun to watch.
Decent effort by the Caps.
Down 2-0, came back, battled back, but of course lost in the shootout.
Yeah. So they grab a point in the round robin. They're back at it on Thursday against the Flyers.
When it comes to the Caps, isn't it all going to be about how Braden Holtby plays? Because this year he's been a little bit up and down. I know they've put a lot of it on the defense, but Holtby hasn't had exactly a stellar year.
Yeah, I mean, if he plays like he did during the Cup run in 2018, this team will be right in the mix. If he doesn't hit that level, it's going to be tough for them to make a deep run. Let's just hope they have a longer run than they did last year when they were ousted in the first round trying to defend the cup that year. Let's get a little bit longer run than that.
It would have been nice to have had Carly last night. Could have made the difference. And
yeah, I mean, you saw him texting in the stands. He got banged up in the exhibition opener against Carolina. I think it was more, you know, just
cautionary.
Being cautious.
Yeah.
Let him get 100% or close to it for the next game.
Did you see the move that Ovi made to go between the guy's legs?
Great move.
Oh, my God.
Put it between Point's legs, and I thought he was just going to be able to beat Vasilevskiy.
I thought he was going to score, yeah.
I thought he just would have the goalie dead there, but Vasilevskiy's tough. I mean, I think that guy's won like 35 games this season.
He's good, yeah. And then Brendan Dillon had a great opportunity. I don't know if that was in late in the third or in the overtime, but he had a great opportunity. So they had some chances to put it away, but in the shootout, that kid Point is so fast. He's unbelievable. They had two really fast players.
It's just funny to see how different guys take different approaches in the shootouts. Some guys are very methodical, take their time. Others just blaze down the ice and shoot at top speed.
Yeah. Anyway, so it was fun to watch. I was watching that and at the same time watching the Wizzies. And they were getting pummeled, although they were up early. I don't know. They probably took a 5-point lead. Napier was really hitting some shots. He played well in the first quarter, but then the Pacers went on like a 105 run.
Are they now officially eliminated, or is it they still have to go through the motions at this point?
Let's see. They are. 'Cause
they've lost all three games so far in the bubble.
They've lost all three games.
I guess theoretically, if they won 5 straight, Cakes, and of course they've lost their first 3.
Right.
If they won,
they're 7.5 back of the Nets.
and Jersey lost a bunch of games, they might actually be able to squeak in. But
right.
Come on.
Oh, I trust me, I'm holding out no hope that they're going to qualify for the playoffs.
They're almost 20 games under 500 at this point.
I know it's over. I knew it was over before they went into the bubble.
Yeah.
But, well, look, when Thomas Bryant is your leading scorer the last couple games, I mean, he's playing well. Don't get me wrong. But, yeah. Come on, you got no shot.
I understand.
I mean, saw really a sarcastic comment this morning on Twitter that the Wizards basically went down to the bubble, went down to Orlando to do 6 weeks of cardio.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Six weeks of cardio?
Yeah.
Maybe that's not advancing into the playoffs.
Well, it's all right. They need it, and they're getting paid for these eight games.
Yeah.
But TJ Warren turned into a top five player all of a sudden.
Right.
Yeah. He's been a beast.
I mean, he's been unbelievable.
I was surprised. I actually looked at his numbers. I was like, where is this coming from TJ Warren? He averaged about 18, 19 points a game when he was with Phoenix last year.
Yeah. I know.
So, He's taking it to another level.
No, I didn't see
He's averaging 40 in the last two.
Right. I didn't see his box. So you're saying he's averaging 40 at 53 before. So what does that give him against the Wiz? I'm going to give the rest of his box what I would guess would be.
Well, he had 40 minutes and he took 26 shots.
All right. So I'm going to guess he had less than 5 rebounds and he had like 2 assists.
Wrong.
Really?
Of course, always bet against Cakes. He had 7 rebounds.
What?
No, he had 7 defensively. He had 11 rebounds.
He had 11
double
boards.
Double. He had 4 assists.
Wow.
He also had Cakes. I mean, this is just fantasy bonanza. 3 steals and 4 swats.
Well, let me just tell you this. The numerous times that I've either had TJ Warren on a season-long fantasy hoops team or a daily fantasy hoops team, all he would do would score like 21, and he'd grab like 2 boards. He wouldn't give any helpers. He never filled up the box score like that.
Well,
that is quite a revelation.
I don't want to completely diminish his play, but here's why he's filling up the box score. No Oladipo.
Yeah, true.
That is
Oladipo
true.
Oladipo is that usually helps. The star of that team offensively, and he's not there. So all of a sudden, TJ Warren can jack up 26 shots.
Hey, you know what? If you're sitting more than half of them, keep jacking them up. Keep doing it.
But anyway, so it was fun to be able to watch day games. Drabba, yes, I did watch the Heat Raptors game that started at 1:30. Was I into it? Was I into it? A little bit, because I had the Raptors in a couple parlays, just the money line parlays, just to win. So
do we think the Raptors could win the title again?
They're pretty good. They're pretty good.
It's becoming a talking point. You know, they were second in the East heading into this scenario in the bubble, and I don't think they can catch the Bucks.
Yeah.
But because they lost Kawhi Leonard, everybody just figured, well, they're not really a championship contender. But they just keep winning.
Yeah.
Lakers the other night.
Right.
And they keep winning. I did watch some NBA yesterday, and you know, yesterday we had the discussion whether you're into sports as much now as you were before the pandemic hit with the return of sports. And it does seem different. But when it's a big game, I'm more into it.
Yeah. I mean, it was fun to watch. Van Fleet was on fire. He was just – he couldn't miss. I think he had 7 threes in the game. But, I mean, when their guards are shooting well, they're just good. You know, Lowry's good, Van Fleet's good, Siakam's good. Gasol's just kind of lumbering up the court, but you know, they bring Ibaka in after him. So I don't know. Can they win it all? Who knows? In this day and age, I'm not sure if they're better than Milwaukee in a best of 7, but we'll see. Anyway, they were good yesterday, and it was just fun to watch. It was fun to be able to watch day games, and then it bled right into the 4 o'clock games, and that's when the Caps started, so it was cool.
I got to give Alan May props. We're going to have Alan May, Caps analyst, on at 8:20. He told us last week he was going to have the best Zoom background of anybody, and I don't think he disappointed. Did you see the painting he had behind him? It had the Capitol, it had Ovi, and I believe it had Backstrom. It looked really, really good.
Yeah, I saw it on Twitter. It was pretty impressive.
It was interesting that game was kind of chippy, Cakes.
Yeah, it was getting that way.
It was getting a little chippy.
Turning into that.
Yeah, I think it was the end of the first period. Wilson got into it with someone. I don't know.
TJ Oshie was trading blows with some dude from Tampa.
Yep. And then they got into the penalty box, and they started laughing about whatever they were doing.
Yeah, they're just laughing. You could tell at the end of the fight, too, when the refs came over to break it up, and they kind of like – They acknowledge each other. You know, like, it's weird in hockey, man. Those dudes can just, they can be throwing haymakers 1 minute,
Right.
And they're just laughing about it.
Yeah,
you know,
they're
still
just,
big, they've
like
forgotten about
yeah,
it. They've I got know. That selective amnesia.
Yeah.
But to me, it shows you there's more intensity. The problem I had watching the NBA is it looked a lot like a preseason game or a scrimmage. It didn't look like he had as much intensity. And we always talk about the lack of defense, but it looked like almost no defense was being played. Well, hockey still looks pretty damn intense. They're yeah. still going at it.
Yeah, you could tell. You could tell that they want it. And I think that once the NBA gets to the actual playoffs, and you know, they're playing their are they playing best of fives in the first round? Whatever they're playing, it'll start ramping up to the level that you're expected to see. But I watched the Pelicans last night a little bit and wanted to see if Zion's going to play more than 14, 15 minutes. He did. He played 25 minutes.
And he got to play down the stretch. He said he was excited because he got yeah. to play in prime time.
But I
got to
tell you, man, he is so big.
Right.
Did you see how big he is? I mean, his ass is so big, and his legs, he just looked a lot larger than I had remembered. Now, maybe that was because he missed the 2 weeks. Obviously, he missed a bunch of time in the from March until July, but he was just huge. Now, he's still getting up off the floor. You know, he's still athletic as I've ever seen, but he looked like he lost a little lift, but man, he's just a huge running up and down the court. He looks like he's 300 pounds.
He's got to be one of the leaders, though, in points per minute. Because it seems like he's been on some sort of minute restriction mm-hmm. from the moment he, you know, started playing in the NBA. And then when he came back, he's had this minutes restriction, but he still puts up numbers.
Yeah, I mean, what do you have, 25 last night? 25 in 25 minutes?
He's averaging, he had 23, but he's averaging 22.3 points per game on the season. He hasn't played a ton of games. He's played 22 career games. He's averaging 28 minutes. So he puts up 22 points in 28 minutes. Imagine if he was playing, you know, 40 minutes. He'd be up around 30, 35 points a game.
I don't know. He just struck me as just being large. And we always knew he was, but he just looks so big running up and down the court. But I'm sure they're starting to slowly increase his minutes.
That was the big Zion versus Ja matchup, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did Ja fare?
I think he struggled. I know he struggled from three. I can't remember what the numbers were, but they were talking about that.
Oh, there it is. 1 for 10 from beyond the arc. Yeah, not very good.
It wasn't very good. Grayson Allen was good. Grayson Allen was dropping threes left and right, but yeah, Morant was not. But I don't know. I was just excited. It was fun to watch. And they, you know, got more day games today. Nothing else to do. It's going to be raining all day, so just sit in the house and just watch sports.
I think there are 6 NHL games today, and I was going to say I would load up your account and just bet against the Wizards in their next outing because the Sixers are going to Pumali them.
Yeah.
What is Joel Embiid going to do to Thomas Bryant and company? Here's what he's going to do. He's going to have his way.
He's going to kill him, yeah.
He's going to score 35 or more. If there's a player prop on Joel Embiid against the Wiz, go over. Go over that number, whatever the posted number is.
Well, they're not playing today, Cake. So
not today, but
bet against the Wiz
the next
today.
Game.
They have the Sixers at 4 o'clock on Wednesday.
All right, I'll keep an eye on that, Cakesy. The Sixers won 132-130 last night, beat the Spurs in a little bounce-back spot. And Embiid at 27. So I'll keep an eye on the player prop.
Yeah, let me know.
Yep.
I was interested to see what would happen in the Lakers game last night, and they beat the Jazz. And so I think they've wrapped up the one seed in the Western Conference.
Okay, yeah, they beat the Jazz 116-108. AD had 42 in that game.
Yeah, it is interesting to see what is happening with the Lakers. They could end up winning it with LeBron being second banana. Like, you look at the total number of shots. I mean, sometimes it's different, but it does seem like Antonio Davis is the primary scorer. He took 28 shots versus LeBron 16 last night. So,
yeah,
we'll see what happens come playoff time, which luckily is just in a couple of weeks. Look, I mentioned Alan May. He will join us today. Coming up at 8:20, we'll talk about the Caps return to the ice in this round-robin format. They went to a shootout, which they lost, but they do grab a point as they battle for seeding with the Tampa Bay Lightning and the other top teams in the Eastern Conference. He'll join us coming up at 8:20. Also, our pal John Arand from the Sports Business Journal, he'll join us coming up at 7:40 as we talk about The Rock buying the XFL, the NFL media rights, NBA ratings, and more. That's all right here on The Junkies. Keep it here.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Going to shake things up this morning. Oftentimes when we have a prize, like a $25 gift card to Paisano's, we love Paisano's pizza.
We do.
We'll do it later in the program, but today we'll give you a chance to win that $25 gift card to Paisano's pizza coming up at 6:45 for the morning matchup as we play a little FOF, fact or fiction. So we'll do that coming up at 6:45. Right now, though, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page brought to you by Van Meter Homes. Go to vanmeterhomes.com today and let their family build a home for yours.
All right, Cakesy, we watched the Caps yesterday, 4 o'clock puck drop, playing Tampa, and it's the round robin. All right, so they still have to play Philly and Boston, correct, in the round robin?
Yes, that's correct.
So they'll play Philly on Thursday, I believe. So, but they played yesterday. First game they've played since when? I mean, early March?
I'm going to guess the last game that was they were supposed to play before the shutdown was against the Red Wings in D.C. I think that was scheduled for like March 15th. I'm going to guess their last game before yesterday
like was March 12th, maybe?
Yeah, March 12th or March 13th.
Somewhere
it's been
in
there. Quite a while.
Yeah, so it was fun to watch for me. I know there was no fans, Drabby, but. Do they have those covers over the seats so they can put the logos on it? Is that why they've covered the seats?
I mean, it was clearly by design to have the entire lower bowl covered with the tarps.
Yeah.
You know,
but they have the logos. Like, they have the NHL logos.
Oh, yeah, they've got the NHL logos.
They've got the NBC logos.
They've got the huge screens with the team, you know, the team graphics, you know, over top of the bench areas for each of the teams. I thought, you know, it looked as good as it could look without any fans being in the stands. I think these leagues are doing, you know, the best job possible at tarping the places up, putting in virtual fans, piping in crowd noise.
Did you guys see the video of the Blackhawks Oilers game?
I did not.
Did not.
So, I don't know who, but someone had a hat trick, and so they had a.
McDavid had the hat trick.
So they had an employee, I guess, from the stadium run down in a mask and throw like 4 hats on the ice.
Oh,
there
really?
Was the one single person throwing hats on the
ice.
It's
a pretty funny bit.
It was funny and kind of pathetic.
Right. Yeah. Well, look, like I said before, last segment, it was just I looked forward to it all day. And you had the 1:30 NBA game, then you had the 4 o'clock game, obviously, with the Caps and the Wiz. So there was something to watch during the day all day. And it started raining, and it was pouring at my house at around, I don't know, 5:30. So I just sat on the back porch, had a cocktail, and watched the games. And threw some cash. 12-3 last night.
Ooh.
On my sports book, online sports book. 12-3.
That is quite an impressive evening, by the way.
Including the Lightning. I did take the Lightning. They were minus 155 for the game, and I had a live bet, Drabby, on under 6.5 goals in the third period, and I hit that too. So,
so you loved
extra,
it when I went to
extra
when I went
incentive
to
for me. Yeah.
You knew you're a big winner,
right? Exactly.
But like we talked about yesterday, Jason, you're into these games because you have money on them.
Yeah, I know. So you didn't watch the Caps?
I listened on the radio for a while, and I put it on TV for about 10 minutes.
Wow, you didn't care at all.
Well, I mean, I'm not – these seeding games don't mean that much to me.
Yeah, but I was just – you're right. The seeding games don't. I was just into it because it was the first time they played since March. I want to see how they looked.
All right, you want to see the fellas out on the ice. You want to see that return.
So anyway, they lose 3-2 to Tampa. And like I said, they'll play Philly on Thursday. The Hurricanes are up 2-0 in their best of three on the Rangers. They're pretty much cooked. 4-1 is the final there. Jets and Flames are even up because the Jets beat the Flames 3-2, so that's 1-1. Penguins bounce back, beat the Canadiens 3-1, so they've even up their series 1-1. And the Oilers beat the Blackhawks. Yes, it was an overcake, 6-3.
Telling you, all the Blackhawks do is play overs. I don't know what am I doing with my life.
I know, you told me that.
Not just rolling four figures on every one of those games.
Yeah, the total was 6.5, obviously got over. So I'll have to keep an eye on that. Yeah. NBA yesterday / last night, Raptors beat the Heat 107-103. The Pacers beat the Wiz by 11, 111-100, but it wasn't that close. The Wizards made it close in the fourth. But at one point, the Pacers were up about 25. T.J. Warren had 34 in the game. Thomas Bryant, leading scorer for the Wiz again. He had 28 last game. He had 20 and 11 yesterday.
I know this is just a small nugget, but Jerome Robinson's play has been semi-eye-opening in the bubble so far.
He's okay.
Getting a lot of run. Yep. He's been in double digits all three games. Hey, for a fringe bench player, I'll take that all day long. Now, his shooting left a lot to be desired yesterday. He was 2 of 10 from behind the three-point line. But he still gave you 17 points off the bench.
I think the biggest thing I've seen Wizards-related was video of John Wall doing a reverse dunk yesterday. I think we retweeted it at Junks Radio if you want to see it. But you see him. I mean, he looks to be in the best shape I've seen him in terms of his body. You know, he's never been super cut or super defined, but he looks like he's in better shape, and the explosion is still there in this clip. You know, it's one of those things where what do you judge out of a 10-second clip that you see online? But you see him dribbling, you see him dunking, you see him knocking down two threes all in the clip.
Mm-hmm.
So you just wonder, you know, here's the thing. Capes keeps mocking me because before they entered the bubble, I said, well, they have a playoff sweat. Well, they had a playoff sweat. We also thought that Bradley Beal might be there and Davis Bertans might be there.
Right.
Once those guys opted out, this is less than the Wizards' full team.
It is a motley cast of characters they have there in Orlando.
If you think about next year, and that's why I don't get too excited when Shabazz Napier or Jerome Robinson have big numbers, because those guys are going to be bit players next year. But if you look towards next year, and if you have John Wall back and Bradley Beal, who averaged 30 points a game, and let's say they do sign Bertans for some ridiculous number.
Right, which they will. They'll make every attempt to.
And Thomas Bryant plays the whole season.
Right.
I think you have a playoff-type team. I don't know how good they would be. They'd probably be a bottom seed.
Right.
And then Rui continued to develop. Troy Brown Jr. I think they have some pieces in place.
Yeah, I'm
with
you.
They just don't have them in place together this season.
Thomas Bryant should be your fourth or fifth option. He shouldn't be your top scoring option, basically,
right,
like he is in the bubble so far. But as you mentioned, next year, that load is going to be taken off of him by Wall being back, Beal there, Bertans, guys who will be carrying that load more on offense.
Look, no one was foolish enough to think that this Wizards roster without those guys was going to make a run in the playoffs.
I mean, of course not.
Or even get to the playoffs. And if you just look at the starting fives from yesterday, the Pacers starting five is just much better. I mean, the Wiz don't have a player like T.J. Warren. They don't have players like the Holidays. I mean, they're just a better – Brogdon's better. I mean, they're just a good starting five.
I mean, the Wiz starting five yesterday was Rui, Troy Brown Jr., Isaac Bonga, Thomas Bryant, and Ish Smith.
Yeah, yeah. And look, the Wizards were fine. So far in these three games, the Wizards will have one quarter where they look really good, and that was the first quarter yesterday. And then they'll have – one okay quarter, and then they'll have two poopy quarters. And in those two poopies, they get outscored by about 25.
By the way, Jan Mahimi is glued to the bench.
Yeah.
You never see that dude anymore.
Yeah, he's glued.
In a bubble where half the players didn't make it down for the trip, he can't get 1 minute of run.
He's not part of the future, Cakes.
No, you're correct about that.
But yesterday, the Pacers came out sluggish, and the Wizards were up like five. Napier hit a jumper to put them up five or six. Pacers call timeout, and then they come out and go on a 19-2 run. They're up 9 at the half, and then they just took off. And then the third quarter, they outscored the Wiz by 13. Like I said, the Wiz made it look a little closer than it was. But, you know, I understand the NBA is a bunch of – it's just a game of runs. And it's kind of unpredictable that way, but yesterday you can kind of predict it. The Pacers are just better. Anyway, so the Wizards lose 111-100. The Pellies win by 10 in the Zion versus Morant game, and Zion was better than the first two. Of course, he played more minutes. He was better than he was in the first two games. He had 23 and 25 minutes, and they win by 10, 109-99.
How close are they to sneaking into the playoffs? Because you know the NBA wants to see that, which would be great. If somehow the Pellies could get into the playoffs, they would be the 8 seed, and they would play the Lakers. How fun would that be to see, even if it's a short series, LeBron against Zion?
Well, they're close in terms of games. I think they're 2.5 back, but they've got to leapfrog a couple teams because the Spurs and the Trailblazers are in front of them. So,
but there is some sort of a play-in scenario, right?
I think so, yeah. And that's why they're there. But let's see what happens. Still, you know, 5 games left.
They got to go on a run. I think Drab T-Shirt will agree with me in this, that the Grizzlies should always wear their throwback uniforms. Those blue unis that they had last night against the Pellies, they are a 15 out of 10.
Yeah, they were nice.
They should never play in those weird...
It needs to be permanent.
I'm sorry?
It needs to be permanent.
I agree. The weird yellow and, like, grayish blue, just it does nothing for me. Wear those all the time. Go back to your Vancouver roots.
So, more games today, both in hockey and in the NBA. You got 6 games in the NHL, I believe.
That's correct. You have the Nationals back in action,
and you've
Jason.
Got the Nats. The Nats are back. They're going to play in New York now. That game is in New York, correct?
I think so. It's Steven Matz for the Mets and Patrick Corbin for the Nationals.
Now, here's the thing. The Yankees have already postponed their game with the Phillies because of Isaias. Are the Nats playing here or are they playing in New York?
Looks like here.
Okay. Then we should be okay. Well, I say that now because it hasn't been officially postponed. Because I think the rain's going to move out of here by about 2 or 3 o'clock. This storm is moving fast. I mean, it's pouring at my house right now, but it's moving really fast. So maybe they'll get that in. Because the Yankees game has already been postponed based on the weather forecast. It's going to pour all day in New York and all night. So, yes, Mets-Nats tonight, 7 o'clock. You're right. It's at Nats Park.
Are we going to finish a season? What is going on with the Cardinals, the Marlins, and other teams, Jason Bishop?
Well, I mean, it's just a complete disaster. Now, the Marlins lost the whole week, obviously, because they had 20 guys test positive. But they've had 0 positive tests since then, all right? And then the Cardinals went from 1 to, like, 13 within 2 days.
And some of the guys have symptoms. So, they seem like they're mild,
yep.
You know, almost cold-like symptoms. But I saw a report that at least 5 guys have symptoms.
That's right. So they were supposed to play the Tigers. They postponed that entire series. So I'm not sure when they're going to start playing again Thursday. But if you add up all the total games that have been canceled with the Marlins, with the Phillies, with the Yankees, with the Nats, now with the Cardinals, it's got to be close to 50 games.
Right.
I mean,
and it's just wacky when you look at the standings and you see, you know, a team like the Yankees have already played 9 games. So there's some teams have even played 10 games. And then you have a couple teams that have played 3, 4. The Phillies have played 4 games.
Right.
The Marlins have played 3.
Yeah.
The Cardinals are now going to start missing games. They've played 5 games.
And
even the Nationals, they've only played 7. But it's I don't know what they're going to do. Like if they can't make up the games, let's say the Cardinals can't play in the next series, mm-hmm. and they can't make up these games. Are they just going to go to winning percentage at the end of the year?
Don't know.
Are they going to give forfeits to teams?
Don't know. I don't know. I don't think they've even said if there's a plan with the winning percentage versus the amount of wins, because it's just not fair to go on winning percentage. You have to play the games. But you also can't expect these – you know, I know they went to 7 innings for the doubleheaders, but you can't expect them to play 9 doubleheaders. I mean, the players are going to say, no, we're not doing that. Some of them anyway. So I don't know. It's a good question. They got to start getting these games in.
Let's say the Cardinals have 5 guys who tested positive, and they're not asymptomatic. They have mild symptoms, whatever. Let's say they're out for a couple of weeks. The Cardinals just call up new guys. Is that what they're going to do?
Well, I mean, they do have that taxi squad. They're supposed to have 30 guys ready to play that aren't on the active roster.
Is Valdez excited about the Marlins coming into Baltimore, that traveling Corona fest?
I'm psyched, but I'm a little worried. I don't want my 5-3 Orioles to be infected.
That's right.
With COVID.
You want to keep them in a bubble.
Lose momentum.
That's right.
Last night, Aaron Judge did not hit a home run, although the Yankees did beat the Phillies 6-3, and Cole got another win. He's 3-0.
he's pretty good.
And he struck out Harper. I think he struck him out twice. But they are 8-1, so the Yankees get a win 6-3 over the Phillies. It's the first time the Phillies have played in about a week, 6-3 the final. So, yeah, so I don't know. It's a good question. If another team gets a breakout and they've got, you know, 10 guys that test positive, let's just say it's the, I don't know, the Braves. I don't know, because that's going to affect two or three series, and I have no idea how they're going to get all the games in. And maybe they'll just base it on winning percentage at that point. Or maybe Manfred says enough's enough.
I remember he's not a quitter, though, Jason. He's gone on record. He said, I'm not a quitter.
I don't know. I was thinking about this. Even though it's unfair, I don't mind a couple teams having to bail for the season. So you start off with, you know, 30. And let's say the Cardinals have a ridiculous breakout and they can't really field a team for a couple of weeks. Yeah, who cares? As long as we've got these other games going on. You know what I mean? Like, it's just not going to be a completely fair season. I don't think we're going to end this portion of the baseball season and have all of the teams with 60 games. It's just not going to happen.
I think it seems impossible because we're going to have another breakout.
Yeah, you going to feel that way when it's the Nats?
It could be.
Doubtful.
Well, I think you'd rather I think I would rather have, you know, something to watch and something to follow versus nothing. So I don't want Manfred to call it quits just because you have
I don't
a
either.
Of
yeah,
I don't...
You're going to throw a hissy fit when the Nats are two games back, but they missed five games in the season.
Yeah, it'll suck for them. It'll suck for them. But it's just one of these things where, look, they've got to deal with the reality of the coronavirus this year.
Well, it's one thing if they are affected by teams that had breakouts and they were supposed to play them, so they had games canceled because it was the other team's fault. If the Nats have some sort of an outbreak on Saturday, and they have four or five games canceled next week, then that's on them.
Right.
You know?
And at some point,
I feel bad for them because they're having games canceled because of the Marlins. So it's not really their fault. But, you know, so I have no problem if the Marlins have games docked, but I don't want the Nats to have games docked if it's not their fault.
And at some point, when the guys test positive, send them home and play with your other guys.
All right, last but not least on the sports page, Jordan Reed has a home.
You're fired up, aren't you?
I don't know. In my opinion, we've got the best tight end in football, so he's just a backup at best. But he signed with the Niners, one-year deal, heavy on incentives. Of course, he missed all of last year with the concussion, but he is reunited with Kyle Shanahan. Kind of surprised when I saw that.
Well, some depth, run some two tight end sets.
He has low risk, potentially high reward for the Niners if he can stay healthy, which has always been obviously the huge question mark for him.
Yep. He's had 7 documented concussions where he's missed time.
I'll bet this. If he plays a lot, he'll be concussed because that's what happens.
He's had 7 since he's – sorry, that goes back to college, but 7's a lot.
You just hope he doesn't have long-term repercussions from all those concussions.
Well, he probably will.
Coming up next, we'll give you a chance to win a $25 gift card to Paisanos if you want to play Fact or Fiction on the morning matchup. Call in now at 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Going to play Fact or Fiction here momentarily. If you want to get in, 800-636-1067 is the number. Very simple game. We'll give you a little statement, and you guess if it's fact or fiction. If you're able to nail it, we will hook you with that $25 gift card to Paisano's. Now let's go to the phones. Jeff is in Bowie in line one. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, how are you today?
Jeff, hey, what section of Bowie do you live in? Three of us grew up in Pointer Ridge.
The W section.
The W section. Not really that familiar with the W
section.
No,
Whitehall.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Got it.
Off of 197.
Yep. Fact or fiction? The number one pick in the NFL draft was Joe Burrow this year. He received a bonus of over $23 million from the Cincinnati Bengals. But he's not going to touch it. He'll put it in the bank to collect interest and live off his marketing and endorsement deals only. Is that fact or fiction?
I'll take a wild stab at that's a fact.
That is a fact. Congratulations.
Too many nuggets for it not to be a fact.
You're going to win that $25 gift card to Paisano's. We love Paisano's Pizza. Customer Appreciation Month has extended into August. You can choose between pizza, salad, and sandwiches for only $7, courtesy of Paisano's. Cakes, I know you like to get into people's pockets.
I do. I'm a big fan of that.
It's Joe Burrow, $23 million. You okay with the strategy, just putting that in the bank and collecting interest?
I think it's brilliant. I mean, if more athletes followed his lead, and I believe it was Michael Carter Williams in the NBA who's done the same thing. Gronk claims to not have really touched his NFL salary. These guys would be in much better financial situations once their playing days are over.
But wouldn't you be better off investing it, putting it in the market, buying some Sam Adams stock?
I'm not saying you have to put it all in a savings account that gives you 0.05% interest.
Well, he claims that's what he's going to do with the bonus money.
Okay, so with the bonus money, he's just going to put that like in a silly Ally online account?
Hey, look.
Maybe.
There are worse ways to.
He could probably find an account where he can make 1.5%.
Yeah, if he puts 1.5% on, what's that?
15 million? After taxes, 15 million? You do the math.
Yeah, it's great because he is already in the wealth preservation business. He's not in the wealth accumulation business.
By the way, speaking of the market, did you see that Novavax is at 156?
I did not. That's one of the stocks where I feel like I've missed the boat.
So of course.
I intentionally do not check on it because all it would do, it would rick me every single day.
It was
so
up
I choose
13,
not to live that way.
It was up 13 bucks yesterday. It was actually near 160 at one point, closed at 155.87. I bought it at 100, but I didn't buy enough shares. I believe Bickle bought 1,000 shares.
Yeah.
At 100 bucks.
Right.
And he's made 56% on his money so far.
Well, he's
that
rich.
That is cool.
He pretty much is rich.
He's rich.
Going back to Joe Burrow, Cakes, do you want to know the endorsement deals he's signed?
Yes. I'd love to hear these nuggets, these details.
So he has Fanatics.
Okay.
He has Bose.
Love
and
it.
He
headphones.
Has Lowe's.
He has Bose and Lowe's?
Bose and Lowe's.
So he's a home improvement guy. He's got an apparel deal with Fanatics. And he's got a headphones deal. That's a good start.
He's probably making combined on those three deals. What do you think he's making? A few hundred thousand bucks?
Yes, easily.
You can live on that.
I think if you combine those three, it might be tickling him close to a million.
I mean, he's the number one pick. He's probably making money, but he's not killing it like Tua. So Tua, who may not even start this year because you have Ryan Fitzpatrick. And then I saw a story yesterday. Tua was drafted by the Miami Dolphins. I saw a story yesterday that Josh Rosen intends to compete for the starting job.
Come on.
So they draft Tua with the fifth pick in the draft, right? Listen to the amount of endorsement deals he's racked up. He's already become supposedly one of the most marketable names in the draft. Before stepping on the NFL field, he has deals with Adidas, Activision, Bose, Hulu, Wingstop, and Muscle Milk.
He's crushing Burrow
there
at this
point.
But Burrow he'll gain more as his career progresses, I would think. But out of the gate, that's pretty impressive for Tua. He's got a wing endorsement already.
He's got Wingstop.
I'm super jelly. I mean, who doesn't want a Wingstop endorsement?
Man. And by the way, I mean, there's a reason the Dolphins drafted him number 5.
Right.
He's the future. It's not Rosen.
Right.
He's delusional if he thinks he can compete for the number one job.
Now, Josh Rosen, he's already had an opportunity with the Cardinals as a rookie, with the Dolphins in his second year. I think it's over, right? Isn't everybody out on Josh Rosen?
Oh, so out. By the way,
JP, he'll be in the league for a while, but nobody expects him to be anything at this point.
JP, you slept on two important endorsements in Joe Burrow's portfolio. He's got did you mention he has a Nerf deal?
I did not.
He's got a Nerf deal. That's pretty solid. And he has a competing wing deal with Tua. He's endorsing Buffalo Wild Wings.
Nice.
So he's endorsing B-dubs, Tua on the Wingstop team.
Well, you know, whoever's on Burrow's marketing team and whoever's on Tua's marketing team, they're just looking at each other's endorsements and competing.
Oh, yeah, of course. Just like
although
we do
both
with
of
each
them
other.
Have Bose. Both of them have Bose. I'm surprised one of them doesn't have, you know, Beats by Dre.
Right. Some other headphone competitor.
Another amazing thing I saw yesterday that went viral. I saw the video, and I'm sure Jason saw it, of his girl, Katie Ledecky. Mm. Did you watch this video, Jason?
I'm punching it up right now. I did not.
Katie Ledecky swimming a lap with a glass of milk on top of her head.
Jeez.
And she doesn't spill it.
All right, let me check it out.
What would happen if one of the junks put a glass of milk on top of our heads and tried to swim a lap? All the milk could be spilled.
Yes, I don't even think I could walk the lap. Could you walk 25 yards with a glass of milk on top of that bald dome of yours
and not spill it? No
and
way.
Not spill it.
No.
That's incredible.
Balance. I'm a very imbalanced person.
It
I
just
can't
shows
do that.
You the perfect form she has swimming that her head doesn't move.
Yep, it does not move. And of course,
and
she's breathing out of that little tube.
A she's snorkel. Got her
Yeah. She has a snorkel apparatus.
Right. It's an apparatus. It's a tube.
We need a swimming coach to tell us if that's even impressive.
Are you kidding me?
You don't think it's impressive?
It's impressive for you and me, but maybe the first thing they teach you in swimming 101 is to keep your head straight.
Still. Yeah.
And like anybody in high school could do that.
I don't know.
Why are you doubting what seems to be a pretty remarkable feat?
Drab made me think.
You know what? It's like spinning a basketball on your finger.
You know
that
what?
Well, that's butt hard. I can't do that.
It's like juggling a golf ball on a sandwich.
It's a gimmick.
Yeah. By the way, she's swimming fairly fast. Like I see.
You know what? I did see a local reporter retweet someone a kid who swims in like high school do the same thing with a glass of water.
Is it possible?
Exactly.
Is it possible on that cap of hers that she had some?
She Velcroed it.
Yeah, she had some like special glue on there.
I'm gonna say no. I'm gonna guess no. But I like that angle. I don't
Drabby,
hate it.
Drabby, maybe you're right. Maybe the majority of top flight swimmers can do it. It's still impressive. I'm sorry, it just is.
It's a gimmick.
I'd be bitter that you spill precious milk.
Yeah, Valdez loves that
especially
milk.
Especially the chocolate milk.
I've never met anybody who likes milk as much as Valdez.
Here, look. I saw an 8-year-old do it from Gaithersburg. So I don't think it's that
exactly.
Silly.
Exactly.
Okay. Jeez. I thought it was butt impressive. But I didn't scour the internet looking to see if it had ever been done before.
I didn't scour the internet. I looked at it and said, that seems fishy.
All these skeptics back in the studio.
You guys just fall for any internet.
By the way, thank God I didn't have to drive to the studio today because we got the text from CK basically saying test your equipment and if you have a power outage or connectivity issues, you have to go into the studio. Everything's working.
By the way, I never lose power. I don't live in Poopyville where the power lines are above ground.
Yeah, but you lost your DirecTV last night.
Well, that's true. Not power. It's different.
You got a big old dish on your roof.
By the way, we got I don't know if you guys saw this on our Junkies Facebook page. We got a message from the PR coordinator from Flex Seal.
Okay.
They happened to hear the interview with Todd Reardon, who mentioned doing home improvement jobs.
Right.
And he mentioned Flex Seal, and they want to send us a care package.
Oh, nice. We're going to have a looming Flex Seal endorsement.
It'd be nice.
Just maybe, like Joe Burrow's Nerf endorsement.
Maybe we can put it over your mouth when you're flaming.
Yeah, maybe Ledecky was using it on her cap.
Yeah. My wife will be happy that Flex Seal's coming to the house.
I'm sure it's coming to the house. It's coming here, and you're going to have to come here to get it.
Oh.
Well, you can bring it home.
No, I'll get it. I'll get it around Thanksgiving.
Right.
All right,
let's take a break. Phone number is 800-636-1067. Coming up next, we'll tackle the team talk about the Washington football team. Who's the latest to opt out from the upcoming NFL season? Keep it here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.